The first case for argument is 19-1579 Volkswagen Group v. AmeriChem. Mr. Meyer, whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the Court. The Board erred by not finding claims 3, 16, and 20 to be unpatentable over Section 103 over some or all of the prior art references previously found to invalidate the other claims of the 758 patent. Dependent claims 3, 16, and 20 recite secondary components of the regenerating gas used.
So just to cut to the chase, perhaps, because it's the afternoon, what this is about is whether or not the board correctly construed our mandate as not allowing the discussion of the other piece of prior art. Which one is it? Styles?
Yes.
So that's the question, right?
There are two issues. One is that whether or not the claims are invalid under ground four, as remanded by the first panel, based upon the Campbell 558 patent.
This is your substantial Sato. Evidence argument regarding Sato, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So there's that.
There's that. And then there's an alternative argument that the claims are that the board erred by not considering Styles on remand as a secondary reference. So I would like to address the first issue,
okay,
whether or not the claims are invalid based upon the Campbell 558 patent and Sato, with Styles limited to evidence of secondary of motivation to combine. I'm sorry.
Well, but in order to use Styles as evidence of motivation to combine, it would have had to have been one of the references that you listed for these claims in the petition.
And we did. And in fact...
But that's exactly what we held you didn't do.
No, you held that we did not sufficiently provide notice that it was to be used as a secondary reference. And in the decision at 859 F3rd 1352, it says, we note that Volkswagen's petition did identify Styles as a motivation to combine.
Yes, for other claims.
No, it was part of that claim as well.
Well, you're saying that, but that isn't what we held.
No, you did hold that. You held that it was still evidence of motivation to combine, but the one sentence in Styles that the board relied
on.
Where
do you refer
to? I'm confused about what point you're arguing. Are you trying to get Styles back in play?
I would like to. That's our second argument.
Well, what's the first argument now? Because I understood that your colloquy with Judge Moore had to do with Styles.
Just Styles as evidence of motivation to combine. It's always been in as motivation to combine. AmeriChem admits that in its appeal brief at pages 7 and 12, and this court previously found that.
So you're saying that sort of backdoors into the 103 assessment based on Sato?
Yes.
So you got a backdoor for pushing Styles back in through the motivation to combine.
Yes, but we're not using...
To be clear, you are trying to put Styles back in play.
It was always back in play as motivation to combine, not as evidence of secondary considerations. The sentence that the board cited in its ruling on claims 3, 16, and 20. And I'll repeat.
But apart from the motivation to combine, you're trying to get Styles back in to the analysis for what it teaches as a reference for purposes of 103.
Yes, that's the second issue. The first issue.
What do you mean the first issue?
The first issue is just based upon Campbell
and Sato.
Well,
I saw the brief, the way this case was being briefed was there were two issues. One, could the board pay any attention to Styles at all on the remand, yes or no? And the second question I understood was, assuming the answer is no, you can't consider Styles, then was the board incorrect in saying that Sato failed to teach the limitations?
Yes.
Those are the two issues I came prepared to argue with you about today.
I will address
the
first issue.
No, but I mean, you've put a third issue in play?
No. As we understood it, the board I'm sorry.
Can you show me in your brief where you make this segue argument out of the motivation to combine point?
It was never at issue.
Can you show me in your brief where you build this argument that's now your lead argument today?
The lead argument is...
In your brief, show me where you're making this argument about how you can get Stiles back into the fundamental 103 analysis, backdoor it through the fact that we said that it was okay to consider it on the motivation to combine. I just wanted you to brief, because you know, I feel real bad if I come to an oral argument and I'm not prepared. I feel bad about myself, and I feel bad about my obligation to you.
Okay.
But when you're making a new argument, I'm saying, ooh, wait.
No, I am not making a new argument. Issue 3 on page 8, whether the board erred in determining
are you telling
that...
Are we a blue brief? What do you refer to?
Yes, our blue brief.
Page 8, okay.
Page 8.
Okay, our Campbell and Sales. That doesn't say anything at all about Stiles.
Yes, but...
But you say, you mean Stiles comes in on your question number 3?
Yes, as motivation to combine.
There was what?
There was never an objection to Stiles being used as motivation to combine. And in fact, this...
Well, the short of the matter is, whether you use Stiles to combine Campbell and Sato, the board's holding is that Sato doesn't, neither Campbell nor Sato disclose the limitations of the dependent claims.
Okay, I would like to address that point, what Sato discloses, if I could.
Well, I assume that you lose on that point.
Okay.
Then what's left of your attempt to somehow get Stiles back in play?
Well, we're not relying upon Stiles in the first ground, the first issue. It's whether... The issue comes down to whether Sato's disclosure of a prior art non-selective catalytic reduction methods for reducing NOx in the exhaust stream to elemental nitrogen that uses hydrocarbons, hydrogen or carbon monoxide as the reducing agent. Sato further explains that this prior art non-selective catalytic reduction method was being used to remove NOx in exhaust gas from internal combustion engines and primarily automobiles under reducing atmospheres having almost no oxygen.
So the question is, what does Sato teach, right?
Yes.
And that's a question of fact?
Yes.
And it's reviewed here on what standard of review?
It's abuse of discretion, I guess.
Substantial evidence.
Substantial evidence, yes.
Which is an unfriendly standard of review for your appeal, right?
Yes. Okay. And the board, in its rehearing
decision...
I'm still
puzzled by the way you began the argument and trying to get Stiles back in play for what it teaches.
Not what it teaches.
Well, I've got our original opinion in front of me, so
yes.
I didn't have the cites or whatever. Can you just point to us what you were pointing to at the very beginning?
Sure.
I didn't have
at 859 F3rd.
Okay.
1352.
So can you just give me a little more guidance because I don't have the page numbers here.
We're on 1352. Left column, right column.
Where are you?
It's the last.
At the very end. Okay. Oh, I hear you say, the fact that neither party mentions Stiles helps make the point that neither party was on notice that Stiles was at issue. We note that Volkswagen's petition did identify Stiles as a motivation to combine,
yes,
and that the parties debated this issue in the patent owner's response and the petitioner's reply. However, the parties' discussion of Stiles was not in the same context as the board using it as specifically as grounds. So
mm-hmm.
That's your differentiation between the motivation and the particular.
Yes. So the 758 patent incorporates the Campbell 558 patent by reference. And the 558 patent in turn presents the chemical formulas that the NO in the exhaust gas reacts with oxygen also present to form NO2. Next, that NO2 then reacts with the absorber material so as to be stored in the absorber in the form of an NO3 ion. Now, as discussed in our petition and opening appeal brief, this very, very same absorption reaction is graphically depicted in figure 4A of the prior art Hirota patent. And I'm just using this as an example. If you could turn to page 13 of our blue brief, there we have figure 4A of Hirota. And it shows the NO reacting with the O2 to form NO2, which is then stored in the barium absorber in the form of an NO3 ion. Now, after performing this NOx absorption for a period of time, AmeriChem recited catalyst becomes saturated with the NO3 ions and needs to be regenerated. They don't explain exactly how that's done, but it is, we did discuss it in our petition and in our appeal brief in connection with both Hirota and Takashima. And again, I'm just using this as an example. So if you could turn to page 14 of VW's opening appeal brief, the blue brief. On that page, figure 4B is reproduced. At the top of that page, VW quotes Hirota's explanation that when the oxygen concentration is lowered, the reaction within the barium absorber, which is BAO, it is reversed, and the NO3 ions reverts back to NO2, which is released back into the exhaust stream in the form of NO2. Okay, as shown in figure, it's released back into the exhaust stream in the form of NO2, and then it's reduced to nitrogen, elemental nitrogen, N2, by the carbon monoxide and the hydrocarbon reducing agents in the exhaust stream in the presence of the platinum catalyst P2. Just to be perfectly clear, this reduction reaction takes place in the exhaust stream, not within the barium absorber, which is shown in crosshatches. Importantly, this configuration is what is recited in the independent claim 1 and 13 of the 758 patent. That is, those claims both recite that the regeneration gas is passed over the devitalized absorber, not passed into it or through the devitalized absorber, but over it. Now, the reduction reaction depicted in figure 4B of Hirota is the same as the prior art non-selective catalytic reduction method used to remove NOx from the exhaust gas in internal combustion engines and primarily automobiles, as disclosed in Sato, under reducing atmospheres having almost no oxygen. Both have low oxygen exhaust, a reducing agent such as hydrogen, carbon monoxide, or hydrocarbons that reduces the NO2 in the exhaust stream. And this is also shown and discussed on page 18 of our opening brief in connection with Takashima. Again, this reduction reaction takes place in the exhaust stream, not within the absorber. It is the same reaction that is disclosed in Hirota as the prior art non-selective.
What did the board have to say about Hirota on the remand?
I'm using this as an example to graphically
show. In the remand, I was just looking at the remand decision. I didn't see any discussion. It seemed to me you're pitching your argument today almost entirely on Hirota.
No, I'm just using that to show what is done in a regeneration of.
Right, but what's that got to do with what Sato teaches?
Sato teaches a.
If you don't mind me being
okay,
blunt.
It teaches two things. It teaches the prior art, which was the non-selective catalytic reduction of NO2 in the exhaust stream. And we relied upon that.
But you're in essence saying that we should read Hirota into Sato?
No, I was just using this as education to show you
exactly. But I'm trying
exactly
to figure out
They do.
I understand, and educating me is very helpful, and I thank you for that. But I'm trying to figure out how that bears on a misunderstanding by the board of whether CITO taught the limitations of the dependent claims, because I thought that was the question that was being litigated.
Yes, CITO, the board misunderstood that the prior art non-selective catalytic reduction is the same thing that is done in the regeneration of a saturated catalytic absorber.
Did you present that argument to the board?
Yes, we did.
How'd they miss it?
They
why doesn't a discussion of that show up in their opinion if you presented it to them?
They did say it, and what they said was that it is a stretch to say that catalytic reduction methods are the same as renewing a devitalized catalyst. And that's at APX 00022. And
okay. So that's, that's the context.
Yes, we repeatedly said that it is the same. And they just did not grasp that. And what I'm using as Hirota as an example to show it is the same. And not only that, as I just mentioned, their position is that it is not the same because the regeneration gas has to go into the absorber and reduce the NOx within the absorber, whereas the prior art discussed in CITO, it's done in the exhaust. And their patent doesn't show that it is done in the absorber material. The claims itself recite that the reduction reaction is not done within the spent absorber itself, because the claims recite that the regeneration gas must pass over the devitalized absorber, not that it goes into it, but that it passes over it. And the way that it would...
Was there expert testimony on whether or not it's a stretch to treat these two things as the same?
No, this was the first time that they characterized it as being a stretch was in the rehearing decision on remand. So we never had an opportunity to explain this.
Okay. We're way over your time, so we'll restore a little rebuttal. Let's hear from the others.
Thank you.
May it please the court, as you know, this is the second time we're here with the Federal Circuit on this case. After the first appeal was finished on this matter, really everything in the IPR was finally adjudicated except one simple and specific question, and that's whether CITO taught the limitations of claims 3, 16, and 20. In the decision on remand, the board did exactly what it was supposed to do. It looked at the petition, it looked at CITO, and it found that the CITO reference does not teach the limitations of claims 3, 16, and 20. Volkswagen really doesn't argue that what it presented in its petition does not show those limitations. Really, the gist of Volkswagen's argument is the board should have considered a host of other materials, not what's in the petition. They first assert that the board should have revisited the Stiles reference, despite the court's prior holding that Stiles was not raised in the petition. They state that the board should have allowed Volkswagen to submit new arguments and briefing on CITO, despite having had a petition and a reply in the IPR. They state that the board should consider arguments on CITO submitted first time in the IPR reply, which is not proper. And today, there's new arguments on Hirota that are raised. Hirota is not mentioned on remand. Hirota is raised for the first time in the appeal briefs. Takashima was not cited as a ground for obviousness against claims.
His argument is that Hirota is being used to show that it was incorrect to say it's a stretch to say that catalytic reduction methods are the same as renewing the catalyst. That's his argument.
Well, yeah, I mean, I still think that's inappropriate. These are issues.
Did he make that argument to the board?
No.
So if he didn't cite to the board, you'll be wrong if you decide this because look at this other reference. It shows you'd be wrong. You're saying it wouldn't be proper for him to make that argument to us and have us overrule a fact finding by referring to a reference the board wasn't asked to consider.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you. And Volkswagen asserts in their briefs that the SAS case supports their argument here. But, I mean, SAS is pretty clear, in my opinion, in what it says. It states the IPR statute.
This is on the question of whether Stiles is still in play?
Yeah, this does address that. And I mean, I'll just paraphrase. It says the petition defines the IPR. The director doesn't have leeway. They say doesn't have license to depart from the petition and institute a different inter-party review of his own design. And it says the petition has to lay out each claim challenged and the grounds on which has to go through with each claim and say A, B, and C. This is what we're challenging it on. And this is really what we all discussed in the first appeal. So the petition rules. And Stiles was not raised in the petition, and it was not raised in the reply. It was not raised in oral argument in IPR.
With regard only to these three claims. It was certainly raised in the petition.
I'm sorry, that was a too broad of a statement. But in line with that directive, in its decision for remand, the board did exactly what it's supposed to do, and it didn't consider anything outside the petition. It didn't consider Stiles, and it did not consider the arguments in the reply. But then Volkswagen asked for a request for rehearing. And on the rehearing, it did look at Stiles, and they did look at the reply argument on Sato. Because a very significant portion of Volkswagen's brief addresses it was incorrect for the board to state to believe that it was barred from consideration of Stiles. But on page 5 of the decision for rehearing, the board looked at Stiles, and in view of the SAS decision, which issued after our first appeal, they found independently that Stiles was not raised against claims 316 or 20. They didn't say, we're barred from looking at Stiles. Instead, they looked at Stiles and the petition, and they said, you didn't raise it. So the board and this court have both held that Volkswagen did not raise Stiles in the petition. So in my view, this should be a moot issue and finally adjudicated at this point. Now, turning to Sato, I don't think there's really any argument to the inventive embodiment of Sato cited by Volkswagen in its petition, fails to teach the limitations of claims 316 and 20. The exhaust gas of a Sato that includes carbon dioxide and steam is not flowing during regeneration. Claims 316 and 20 of the 758 patent require steam and carbon dioxide during regeneration. Again, Sato doesn't teach that. And that's why there's this new argument that focuses on a prior art method mentioned in Sato's background on catalytic reduction methods. That was raised for the first time in the IPR reply. But Volkswagen says, well, that's okay because we were just responding to the patent owner's response. Well, that's actually not what was occurring. And the petition laid out why they said Sato teaches claims 316 and 20. In patent owner's response, we showed why they were wrong. And so then the reply, they cite to a brand new argument. That's not responding to what the patent owner says. That's, oh, I was wrong. I'll raise something new. That's a new argument, and that's not what's allowed on reply. And in any event, it's not a substantively valid argument. Now, all this wasn't allowed to be developed, so there's not a lot of evidence on this. And that's why, you know, they're trying to go to Hirota and Takashima. But a catalytic reduction method is different than what's going on in the 758 patent. And there's no suggestion to use a catalytic reduction method to regenerate a catalyst in Sato. And the board recognized this in its rehearing decision, said it's a stretch. The 758 patent has a catalyst, and then it has an absorber on it.
Well, saying it's a stretch doesn't mean it's wrong.
Well, but they also say it's wrong.
Maybe what it says is reasonable minds could differ, in which case, on this standard of review, it wouldn't be helpful to Volkswagen.
Well, but page 12 of the rehearing decision states that their argument is lacking in substance.
Show me where on page 12. I see, moreover, it's a stretch.
Yep.
Don't see
page 12, so it's appendix page 22.
Yep, I got it right in
front. So at the top.
So where were those words?
The first sentence at the top.
We find their position to be lacking in substance.
And so the background, the SATO background that's cited for the first time in the reply.
Well, it could be lacking in substance because it's a stretch.
Well, yeah.
Just say okay, okay. And then sit down.
yes, I agree. And they also point out that in the reply of SATO, they only cite a partial quote. And that's why they say that the complete quotation from SATO is here. And it shows that they're talking about the catalytic reduction method is something different than what's in SATO. So in SATO, and in the 758 patent, there's an absorber. And that absorber absorbs NOx. And so what's happening is there's a regeneration. They send in a regeneration gas, and it regenerates that absorber once it's full, so it can absorb more NOx. And in a catalytic reduction method, there's no absorber on the catalyst. Instead, they pump in a reducing agent, and in the presence of a catalyst, it reacts with the NOx for nitrogen and water, so it doesn't harm the environment. But there's no absorber. And so they're asserting now that, hey, you could take a catalytic reduction method that operates completely differently and use it to regenerate the absorber. And there's no suggestion to do that in SATO. There's no suggestion to do that in Hirota. And there's no suggestion to do that in Takashima. I mean, it's a completely just redoing the regeneration system of SATO. And as I said, the board understood that to be the case. They correctly, on the decision on remand, they did the right thing. They looked at the petition.
You're kind of just repeating yourself I just don't have to use every single second.
I know.
Just because your red light's not on.
I'm done. Thank you, Judge Moore.
I'd like to address several points quickly. First, Hirota was part of ground four, which is the ground on remand originally. SATO is not a new argument. VW quoted the sentence from SATO about the content of the exhaust gas in its claim charts for claims 3, 13, 16, and 20. In its patent owner's response, Americhem challenged VW's correlation of SATO's diesel exhaust with the regeneration gas recited in claims 3, 16, and 20. VW then responded in its reply. This back and forth explanation to Americhem's argument in its patent owner's response was the proper subject matter of a reply, and I'd cite to the Endemitsu case for that. And now, again, they sort of touched on it. There is no difference in the chemical reaction, the reduction reaction done in a regeneration of a catalyst absorber and in the non-selective reduction. It is the hydrocarbons, carbon, and carbon monoxide reacts with the NO2 to form nitrogen. It doesn't occur inside their absorber. It occurs in the exhaust, and that is what SATO discloses that the non-selective catalytic reduction is, and that's why SATO was explaining it, because he used that reaction to regenerate his saturated catalyst absorber. Even just talk about this for the heck of it, he was explaining the development of his invention. And now I'd just like to touch on Stiles.
You've only got a couple seconds
okay.
left.
So under Section 706 of the Administrative Procedure Act, it is the court itself that must determine the proper legal remedy. Per the Supreme Court's Cayman decision at 500 U.S. 90 at 99, this court cannot apply an improper construction of governing law via a purported waiver. The governing construction of the law on remedy for a violation of the notice provision of the APA was remand, not reversal. And that's the In Re Nuvasive case and the Dell v. Acceleron case.
Okay. We have your argument. Thank you.
Thank you.
Both sides and the cases.